of the Unknown Region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Taking in clothes, $1.38 a day. Know your back is hurting, and that's for certain. Been bending over half of the day. You're beating clothes on a wash tub, scrub them in a iron tub. Long as we keep on singing this song, I know you won't mind working all night long. I know you're rubber, double, double, mama, bust and sub. At the rate the things you're doing is going, we may all be out in the street. Come on in. I tell you, mama, your dreams won't help at all. You might lose your mind in alcohol, and that ain't gonna get it at all. Oh, listen at me, mama. My song. Long as you keep busting, sirs, I tell you, gonna get it on and on. Can I, can you rub a double, double, mama, bust them, sirs?
Wow. You got to rub it and you got to dub it down, according to Dr. John the Night Tripper there.
Dr. John.
Atlantic.
The Bath Blues Festival. And he had the pleasure of being the ending the set on the Monday morning at 6 a.m. And Dr. John was the final act.
Do you know, I wish the B-side of the single was what it was listed as. And yeah, the new single was on sale June the 26th, 1970. There were 61 of them that particular week. And the B-side on the Atlantic label is listed as Peace and Love in Bath.
Yeah.
Or in Bath, depending how posh one is. But it's not. It's not. I've looked. We've looked through various lists, and it's only in this particular singles listing that it shows Peace and Love in Bath. So if anyone out there has ever come across a copy with that on the B side of this Dr. John single called Wash Mama Wash, we began with Mason Williams and Osei's Peace on WB. That's Warner Brothers Records. Coming up next is going to be Johnny Rivers and his version of Van Morrison's Into the Mystic on Liberty Records. This should be interesting.
Well, yeah.
the sun. Everybody vote as one as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Feel the earth and see the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Oh yeah. When that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. When that foghorn whistle blows now, I can hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will flow into the mystic. Come on now. Yeah. When that foghorn blows, no, I will be coming home. Yeah, yeah. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I can hear it.
To be a man, I won't lie for you, I won't die for you, 'cause I think you're wrong, Mr. President. You've got to get yourself together. You ask me if I'll be your friend. I can't tell you right now, I might be making a vow, and I could be wrong.
you've got to get yourself together.
Dave D. Dozy, Beaky Mick and Titch, when they were just known as DB, M&T without Dave D, apparently.
M&T.
On
well,
Fontana.
And they were.
I can see you're enjoying that one, Les.
That was really good. That takes me back, that does. I just love that Moog on there and the harmonies. It was actually a pretty good track. Yeah, looking back on it, they're the ones that I really appreciate now. I probably didn't at the time.
No.
You know, we were the typical people. You know, those people are that when you're the young man of the time. You know, you're into albums and anything that get in the charts. You just sort of like you know, none of your peers always used to call you.
Under your arm, you had a copy of Deep Purple in Rock.
No. Yeah, and a long hair and a trench coat.
Yes.
And a granddad T-shirt.
Oh dear,
them were the days.
Yeah, we're listening to the new single.
When I had hair, of course.
That has released on the 26th of June 1970. This one's going to be Reason to Believe, which I think was the Tim Harding song, by a band called The Critters.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way and I would leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Listen long enough to you, I'll find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Yeah.
Man, Woman and Child. Last week we played something very early from Steve Hackett. This week, I'm pretty certain Flaming Youth still had Phil Collins with them at the time, but this single came out on Fontana Records.
Yeah, funny enough, that was the last album that he performed on before joining Genesis.
Yeah.
Looking what you've just heard, right, you may be able to understand that the songs were composed by Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, and they were writers for DDBMT, including the hits Zabadak and Legend of Xanadu, both of which were written by the same writers of that Flaming Youth album. But if you listen to the lyrics and the way it's put together, you can hear that in the music.
Well, if they wrote the B-side, you got the opportunity to hear Drifting shortly. In the middle, it was, of course, we began with Dave D, Dozy Beacon, Making Titch Without Dave D and Mr. President. Then it was The Critters, Reason to Believe, a pretty reasonable rendition there. That was the B-side of their single, by the way. So let's hear the B-side of Flaming Youth.
I'd say The Critters, on vocals, there was Don Ciccone, who went on to write December 1963, and also, what was the other one that he wrote? Anyway, he wrote several hits and also performed with the Four Seasons, who also came from their hometown in New Jersey.
You know, it would be another 15 months or so before I started my job in at post office telephones. Although we were trainee technician apprentices, they referred to us as youths. So I'm sure.
Youths, yeah.
And if you did something wrong, they said, "Where's that Flaming Youth?" So here he is, Phil Collins.
The bottle. Won't you stand aside and let me burn?
much to discover. To uncover it is gonna take a while. My, my, I could love you forever. Oh, my, my, I really wish that I could. Oh, my, my, I could love you forever. Oh, my, my, girl, you feel so good. I think of us together. Takes my breath away. Up to the sky I go flying. Oh, my, my, is all I can say. To uncover it, it's gonna take a while.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
This is Ballad Brown.
Are you ready, Les Newman?
Pacific Gasoline Extra.
on CBS Records, and Are You Ready? Preceded by The Monkees and Oh My My on RCA. And we began with The Flaming Youth and Drifting. We're just drifters, Les and I. We're drifting through the mists of time.
Well, who'd have thought that the Flaming Youth's drummer would go on to become the legend that is?
Phil.
Phil Collins.
Uncle Phil Collins, yeah. Yeah, those were the early days. 1970, Flaming Youth. We've got lots to get through still and very little time. So let us move on to Rick Price and Davey. Davey has no dad on Gemini Records. I think he was a member of The Move at one time. And he married Diane Lee of Peters and Lee.
Oh, well.
Like a fool, she hung on to a memory she'd known. Loving you with all her heart, the few times you came home. She'd pretend to all her friends you didn't treat her bad, but you gave her no married name, and Davy has no dad. Like a dream you left her, and in a dream she cried. Cold silent moment you never satisfied. Goodbye to the father her baby never had, 'cause you gave her no married name, and Davy has no dad. When it was good, so long ago, before she knew how to cry. When it was good, her love would blow the stars across the sky. Maybe it's for better, 'cause little known to you, just around the corner, the sun is breaking through. Comes another lover, the best she's ever had. Now Davy will have a brother, and Davy will have a dad. And soon she'll have another son, and Davy will have his dad.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Down Louisiana, close to Mobile, Alabama, lies a swampland territory. You can hear the bullfrog run to the bog. I got to pull you under my roof. Saturday night, I've been feeling all right. I'm headed toward the Snake Road. I got a little money, gonna spread some honey, gonna get it on all night. Digging that crazy Cajun cakewalk band, crazy Cajun cakewalk band. Rhythm is as heavy as a ton of lead. see you do it. Let me see you do the grand manger. Papa's got it going, Mama's got it going, baby sister's had it going for years. Saturday night I've been feeling alright, headed toward the Snake Road Hut. Got a little money, gonna spread some honey, gonna get it on all night. Digging that crazy cakewalk band, digging that crazy cakewalk band. Rhythm is a heavy as a ton of lead. Redbone mama's gonna do your head.
Head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Youth is a precious time in your life when everybody's close at hand. Here's just a picture in a storybook in the hands of a very old man. I've got to stay young, gotta keep my pride. I've gotta stay young, 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 young. Oh,
what she gonna do in old age, Richard? What she gonna do by time?
What you say?
What she gonna do in old age, Richard? What she gonna do by time?
What's that you say?
What she gonna do by time? What she gonna do in old age, Richard? What she gonna do by time?
I'm gonna get myself a rocking chair, rock my blues away. Watch death come slipping in the living room to be born on another day. I'm gonna get myself a wife and home, raise up another child. And if death decides to play a third game, gonna play Lord with a smile. Can you dig it now? Can you dig it now? Right now!
Just as I was beginning to fear we'd have a job keeping up the high standards today from the list I was looking at, it's not let us down, has it, Les?
No, that's great.
It's Rhinoceros and Old Age. How did they know? How did they know 50 years ago? But Matt,
I was looking at the album cover from Elektra Records.
Oh, Rhinoceros.
Their first album.
It's beautiful.
Wow, it's an absolutely beautiful piece of art.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they had two or three albums, and they're all similar, multicolour, lots of beads, was it? It was brilliant, and the first one was a big rhinoceros. I think this album was more of a white background rather than a black background. Is that about right?
Yeah.
In my head, all these 50 years later, why have I kept such nonsense stashed away up there? But the primary teacher in the infants, she explained it. So this is perhaps why I've got this memory. She explained that we had these little drawers inside our head, and when we wanted to save something, we'd put it in that little drawer and close the drawer, and one day it would be there.
Mine got, you have the key to open lock it.
I think mine have got lots of socks hanging out of them. That's a problem.
That was a good track from Redbone as well there. Yeah,
Crazy Cajun Cakewalk Band.
Of course, that Redbone went on to do Witch Queen of New Orleans in the following year, next year.
I think his first name was Leon. Leon Redbone was a native North American Indian. And we also heard Rick Price with Davy Has No Dad.
He was with Wizard.
That would make sense.
And he made every... He also performed on... The Wish It Every Day, what it was, could be Christmas Every Day, you know, the Wizard hit. He played on that, apparently.
Yes, well, we've gone a bit funky. It's nearly time to go, actually. Let's go to the countryside and
the funky chicken.
And folk tales from a band called Wild Country. Goodness knows how we managed to find this one on Trafalgar Records, the first single on Trafalgar Records, and it's called Silent Village.
In the morning, like a new world beginning, blackbirds are singing, their tune fills the sky. Silent village in the morning, a new still love. Bye.
the Wild Country and Silent Village on Trafalgar, a single released on the 26th of June 1970. It was 61 this particular week. It's nearly time for Les Newman and Chris Bent to disappear from your loudspeakers.
That was an interesting single. If anybody has got a copy of this, only a few hundred were actually pressed. So you may find it's... you know, I mean, the last time one was sold, it was about £200.
We do manage to find some rarities for you.
Yeah, no, that's amazingly rare.
So, from the sublime to the ridiculous, this band would eventually become Lieutenant Pigeon with Mouldy Old Dough, but here are Stavely Makepeace, Edna. I fear that as Lieutenant Pigeon, they got no better than they were as Stavely Makepeace. Great Casaboo. Great Casaboo, as the Emperor Roscoe might be tempted to shout. And that gives you a hint of what we're going to be hearing.
Was that a hit or a miss? I wonder what David Jacobs would have thought of it.
There it was. We just caught it. We just caught it at the very end.
Oh dear.
Stavely Makepeace. And Edna.
I don't know what's Mouldy Old Dough, that one or the other single.
That was a single on Concord Records. Well, many thanks for listening once again. And
thank you, Lester.
Tolerating Chris and Les. We're going to leave you today with the Emperor Roscoe.
And
his version of Al Capone. We might even hear the other side, which is called I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman. It's on Trojan Records, so you'd imagine it might be quite good. But, you know, they couldn't even spell the Emperor's name correctly. Instead of R-O-S-K-O, it's R-O-S-C-O. But before we leave you with bad tidings, we'll leave you with good tidings from Stevie Wonder. Yep. It'll be signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Do we have anything else to say other than be seeing you, Les?
Be seeing you, Chris.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye from him. Goodbye from him.
Be seeing you. Yeah!
the world is bent.
I am Al Capone. Don't argue with my gun. Die now. Ha! Get. Ha! Put the boot in now. Ha! Pop it for me. Come on! Don't mess with me. Hey! Put your fingers in your mouth and see what come out now. Ready? One time for the Kaiser Spa. I think this record is much too quiet, and I cannot hear you whistling the way you should be. This is dedicated right now to all my friends everywhere, to my good friend and musical director Clancy Ellis, and for Bob and Marcia. We mustn't forget the man who started the whole thing over here either. Desmond Dekker, yes. When you hear your favorite, I want to hear you whistle twice as loud. Like when I say, Jimmy Cliff, Dandy, Metals, and a man always good for the touch, Cutsucker.
What's the matter?